There's a verse in the Bible which says, but with you there is forgiveness in order that you may be feared. That verse is in Psalm 130, verse 4. But with you there is forgiveness in order that you may be feared. Now, if you are not a Christian, you will think it should be the other way around. Am I correct? You think, as a non-Christian, that God will forgive you if you first sort yourself out, if you first begin to behave properly. Wrong. There is no way you can begin to live properly, to behave properly, until you're first forgiven. Notice the first word in Psalm 130, verse 4. It's the word but. You see that the writer has just been saying, speaking about the seriousness of sin, that God remembers and records and marks every iniquity, every evil word, every evil thought, as well as every evil action. But despite that, there is forgiveness with God. You know, we human beings are contrary creatures of extreme. The big problem is to get people convicted of sin. But you know, the strange thing is, the moment we're convicted of our sin, we begin to say, ah, there's no hope for someone as bad as me. Well, listen to Psalm 130, verse 4. Forgiveness is before fearing God aright. But with you there is forgiveness that you may be feared, or as I quoted already, in order that you may be feared. We think God's not going to forgive us until we fear him properly first. Well, that's not the gospel. The gospel is the God who condemns us so severely is the same God who forgives us so freely. And if we ask the question, how do I know if my conviction of sin is from the Holy Spirit or not? Here's one way you can know. Does your conviction of sin create an interest in Christ? Because Christ says he can forgive sin. You see, the devil can condemn us. The devil can accuse us. But he'll not say there's any hope in Christ. When the Holy Spirit condemns, it's in order to bring one to the cross of Christ, where there is forgiveness and redemption for any and for all who repent and believe. Now, forgiveness cannot be earned. Forgiveness cannot be worked for. Forgiveness can only be received. We earn wages. Forgiveness is not a wage. Forgiveness is a free gift. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, or the free gift of God, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So forgiveness is received by faith. But you ask, faith in what? We don't just believe anything. Some people say, as long as you have faith. I want to know, faith in what? Well, faith in God. Precisely what about God is it you believe in? We believe in what God has promised. We believe in everything God states. So we ask the question, what has God stated? What has God said in his word? Indeed, what has God put in writing? You know what it's like. You go to a solicitor, you have to defend yourself against something. You go to your solicitor for your defence, and one of the first questions he will ask is, have you got that in writing? Have you got it in writing that he said he would do this? Well, God has given us something in writing. What has he given us? What has he promised us in writing? First Epistle of John, chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's quite easily understood. There's no catch phrases. There's no tricky words there we've got to find out the meaning. If we confess our sins, he, God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. That's quite simple. That's quite clear. Do we accept it? Do we believe it? Do you want something else? Faith is believing the bare word of God simply because God has stated it. For no other reason that he said it. There's a lot of people with faith, but they don't feel saved. They don't feel any different. You don't need to feel different, but you have to believe you're different if you've confessed your sins to God. That's something God has put in writing. 1 John 1:9. Here's something else God has put in writing. Romans 10:11. Whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Do you believe in God? Do you believe on God? Do you trust God's forgiveness? God the Father sent his Son to be the scapegoat for our sins. Do you believe that? Do you believe that the man on that centre cross that Friday afternoon, do you believe he was the Son of God taking away the sin of the world? Well, God has put in writing, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Two verses further on, there's a third verse, Romans 10:13. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Are you going to believe that? Are you going to believe that? Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That word translated, whoever, could be translated without exception. Without exception, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Do you believe that? God has put that in writing in Romans 10:13. Just one other verse. Psalm 34 verse 22. If you're the church choir, you'll have often sung it, I'm sure. No one perishes who trusts in him. No one perishes who trusts in him. Psalm 34, verse 22. May God bless that to all who are hearing the gospel of Christ.